Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Daily Hi-Fi Podcast. What is up, everybody? It is Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern. My name's John. I'm here with Aaron and Joe. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, man?
It's not going
on. Everybody in the chat, too.
What up? What up? No nothing in the house. Larry, Michael, Marv. Marv was here on time, he said.
He said he was early.
Yeah, oh, I know.
He was.
Tim Perry in the house as well.
Where's the 808? What area code is that?
It's Hawaii, right?
808 is that?
You're right. It is. Okay.
How did I know that?
Yeah, how did you know that? Marv said it's 80 degrees all day.
People.
In different area codes.
Your voice of reason. What's up, man? He tuned into my live stream and then went to dinner and then tuned in at dinner for a little bit.
Man.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's awesome.
Dedication.
Paul's in the house. Angela Jude is in the house. Ernst, what's going on? Josh, what's happening? Medieval, 1980. Oh, Lansing, Michigan in the house. Mr. Reed.
Yay. What's going on? Look at you interrupt us right there.
I know. I'm going to let you finish your podcast. That was great. That was perfect, by the way. Love it.
So what's new? What's new? Any new news? I'm not prepared with any topics today.
I mean, I got something new.
New?
What is it?
Beyer Dynamic DT 1990 Pro headphones.
Oh, why would you get those?
I don't know.
What are you doing with those?
Want to try something new.
Silly headphones.
Let me see. Is that what you're wearing? Is that what you're saying?
No. I don't. They just came in the raid because it's raining here, and you know.
Oh, you break them in. Those Sennheiser 490s.
Yeah, waiting for those. I sent the email to dude. So we're just waiting, man. Sometimes you know, daddy can't wait. Daddy's got to get things going. Aaron, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm not really into headphones.
I'm still singing that song.
When we went to NAMM, we went to the Sennheiser booth. Oh, dang, baller. We went to the Sennheiser booth, and they showed us these Sennheiser HD 490 Pros.
Yeah.
And I just put them on, and they were so light. Like, I'm basic, right? They were so light. They're open back, and I was like, man, these are awesome. They're like, yeah, we'll send you guys some for review. I said, I'm not going to review them.
I know.
I want them.
Yeah.
And, all right, we'll send them to you. Okay.
Yeah, that was nice of you. Yeah, actually, I have a meeting with the Meyer sound guy this week.
Oh, wow.
So
that was quick.
There it is.
I say that because of last week.
Joe's wearing the shirt. Meyer sound.
Sorry if it's a little tight. Oh, okay. I told him one a medium. Medium.
He gave me a medium.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Yeah. So, what else is new? Anything else new? You got some new headphones.
Anybody watch the Grammys last night?
I watched a little bit.
I saw it trending on Twitter though for a couple different reasons.
I didn't even know it was on until I saw.
I didn't either.
Elin Osborne like posted something about on his Instagram story. I'm like, oh, is that tonight? And I tune in right as like Taylor Swift was getting some award. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, where's Kanye? Is he gonna come in and interrupt? And then Joe sends me a video saying, I'm gonna let you finish. But we gotta tell you about Spatial Toolkit sale.
I'm gonna let you finish, but Spatial Audio Calibration Toolkit.
I lost it. But that was like at the very, very end. I watched a little bit of the replay. I got to tell you, some of these performances were actually pretty on point. That's exactly the one I'm talking about. I think it was a Tracy Chapman, Luke Combs.
Oh, yeah.
Did you use it to test your speakers or what?
No, I didn't.
Did anybody get that?
No.
Oh yeah, the Tracy Chapman. Yeah, the fast car. That's what you're supposed to use to test it, right?
Yeah, that's what they use at Harman for a lot of the listening tests.
Oh wow!
Because they said it's the closest to Pink Noise. Is what I
right? That's right.
Like, there's a lot of stuff going on in there. So, anyway, yeah. See, Larry gets it.
Larry knows. But I haven't seen Tracy Chapman in, I guess, a few decades. You know, she was up there playing the song. You know, so that was kind of cool. Olivia Rodrigo, I don't know if she like cut herself, like for real, real, or like on the stage, because like there's this blood coming out of her hand. I'm like,
oh dang.
Is it? And then it's on the microphone. It's on her face. I'm like, is this real? I don't know. Yeah. It's part of the music video, like called Vampire, you know. Annie Lennox sang a Sinead O'Connor song because Sinead O'Connor passed away. When they usually go through the section of people that have passed away and all that stuff. Yeah.
And Carl Weathers.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Apollo Creed.
We've only just begun to live. Remember from Happy Gilmore? Like he was the guy?
I don't know. No idea what you're talking about, man. Keep singing.
I like the song, though.
Keep singing, bro.
Hey, Jay-Z's speech was pretty awesome. He got an award from the Dr. Dre Icon Award, and he kind of he's like, I love y'all, but we want y'all to get it right. You know, there's a young lady here, don't want to embarrass her, but she's got more Grammys than anyone here, but never a Grammy for best album. Obviously, he was talking about Beyonce, who's won 32 Grammys and has yet to win album of the year. That's just, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah,
make a better album, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm kidding. It's people voting, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of,
is it one of those awards where you have to like pay, like you pay and then
I don't know,
it's kind of like a weird situation. Because it's all, I think that's weird if you have to pay to win the award. Is it one of those?
I know what you're talking about. Like to be considered for it.
Yeah, is that how that goes? Like, that. Yeah, like if you don't enter, if you don't pay, then you just are out of the running. Yeah, it was interesting.
That Jay-Z was a low-key Kanye speech. It kind of was. But I rewound it and watched that like three times. And I was like, okay, I'm done with the Grammys for tonight.
Yeah, the payoff is kind of low for the amount of commercials. I don't watch very much TV.
Mm-hmm.
But like the amount of commercials you have to watch just to like watch somebody say something. It's like I could just watch on YouTube afterwards.
Yeah.
Watching whatever happened, you know. I don't know if it was the Grammys, but do you guys remember? I guess Eminem won some kind of award and he went to reach in his pocket. And I think he did it on purpose and a bunch of pills came out. He's like, I have some written here, and then all these. That's funny.
I believe they pay dues to be members. And Miley Cyrus said she forgot her own.
Oh God,
that's funny.
Miley Cyrus.
I don't know. Something about her is weird to me.
Yeah.
I think it's those big old teeth.
She it got might new be, teeth. Man. Yeah.
She got some big. Yeah, she got some new teeth, some veneers. Now makes me wonder if like. If they have a hard time like singing, like does their singing change after they get new teeth?
I mean, I don't know. As long as they're modeled after like their regular teeth, it should be very similar because it's more of like the cavity of the mouth, right, where the sound resonates from and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know. All I know is whenever somebody gets veneers, it just looks like there's. Looks like it's.
I like these big old chompers.
I can't even close their mouth anymore.
Let me show you something.
What's wrong with normal teeth? Just keep your normal teeth. Anyway,
I guess hygiene is the big, the big deal, right? Yeah.
So, anything else new? Grammys. I'm reviewing electronics now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
No.
That's how
it goes.
Yeah.
I'm heard reviewing Aaron's. Aaron's reviewing electronic. I think he's copying me.
What? Dude,
he's copying. I was first, as I told you right now. You just heard it. I announced it. So Aaron must be copying whatever I'm doing.
Here. Look on Aaron's face. It's not impressed.
It's not cool, man. Not cool.
No, I am reviewing an HTP-1, though. So that's electronics, I guess.
Boom.
Time, dude.
But Aaron's reviewing electronics now.
What's the CINAHL score for it?
I don't know.
If it's probably not 100 or better, no? Then it's no good.
Yeah.
Garbage. Yeah. is what he's saying.
Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah. How in depth are you going to be going? Like, you're going to say like, this is 120 volt.
He's going to put it on the Clipple.
I'm going to put it on the clip. I'm just going to put it on top of it and see if it makes any humming noises.
Aaron's at it in 1980 Sam Goody.
I am. Y'all don't like my Sam Goody?
Yeah.
Who's that dude in the background right there? Look at him.
That's Grandpa.
At the ATM? What is that?
Yeah. It's at the ATM. Dude, I'm having too much fun with this. While y'all are talking, I'm just sitting here like searching the internet for more pictures. Log in or sign up. I am logged. Oh, you suck, you internet. Okay. I'm staying in the same goodie, though. I'm going to delete my same goodie. I'm going to bring up something else. Oh, I don't know if you guys, I'm getting some pretty cool looking speakers. They're called the, my PS Audio. They're the Aspen FR10. They're pretty neat.
Aspen FR10?
Yeah, the Aspen FR10. Aspen. That makes me think of Dumb and Dumber.
Locked to the hills like the birds fly to Capistrano. I'm talking about Aspen.
Thank you. I was trying to remember how the rest of that went while I'm sitting here trying to get this background to be the way I want it to be.
Look at this. 10 Gs.
Oh. Yeah, they're pretty
cool. Oh, from what's it called? PS Audio.
Yeah.
You're getting them in the white or the black?
The black. They're sending them to me. So I just got the shipping notification today. And they're supposed to be here on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I'm staying at the same goodie.
Are you
I'm messing around with it now.
Are you going to put this on the Clipple?
Yep.
Full range three-way system, huh? 1 2.5-inch planar ribbon tweeter. Planar, huh? Planar ribbon mid-range. 2.5-inch low distortion, high excursion woofers. 6 by 9 high passive radiators.
I bet they'll measure pretty decently.
I'm curious to see. Yeah,
is it weird that I kind of hope that like some speakers measure horribly? Like that's how weird. Because it's funny.
Such a negative fan. You're just so negative.
No, I think that I just said I think they're going to measure pretty well. Probably, I think they do some measuring over there. But sometimes I just wish that some speakers are going to measure like really bad.
He might be a YouTube person, Marv, to review some PS Audio speakers.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if anybody else has or not, at least like with measurements. I know I'm sure.
I think Joe has, and you're just copying him again.
Well,
once again.
Did they send them out to you?
Yeah. I got it. So their engineer asked me like 2 years ago if I would be interested in testing their flagship speaker. The first loudspeaker I think they came out with was the FR30. Mm-hmm. And they still make it. And there's no way I could at the time. But then they've got this one. They just announced it in December. So I gave them a shout and I said, hey, I can actually measure this one if you're interested in sending it out. So they're going to. And that black is the color I'll be testing in. It looks like a flat black or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, satin white, satin black. So yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that takes a lot of takes some courage to send you out something knowing exactly what you're going to do with it. So props to them for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm cool with it, man. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be interesting to do something a little bit more, you know, hi-fi because. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of stuff I review is maybe like sub 3K, I guess, which, you know, it's not cheap, but it's not super duper expensive either.
Since we're going hi-fi show, Aaron, I was thinking, you know, since we got the Magic Beans app, we should just be walking into each room with the mic and let's play some Pink Noise, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know how much these cost. 20 a pair, 20,000 a pair.
Why don't you just have like a test track that you know how low it goes?
It's gonna be Jeezy. It's going to be put on by Jeezy.
No. You're going to make one.
Just bring a little calibrated mic, you know, and just walk into the room like, hey, can you play that test track real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Not hitting it. Nope.
No, sorry.
I mean, what does that do? I'll
move around. I'll move in the room. Like, if I don't like the look of the speaker, I'll move to, like, where there's a suck out right there. I'll be like, he's playing negative 12 dB. Terrible.
So I think you guys might be interested in this HTP 1 review that I'm doing. I've spent the past week really testing out all kinds of stuff. Last few nights, I've been doing a complete manual calibration. So no Dirac, even though it has the full Dirac license. I just wanted to see what could be done with manual tuning. And one thing that I did last night that I think is interesting is timing. So normally, you know, you kind of just do the measuring tape, you know, acoustic measurement, you know, some way of figuring out how much delay to add. But instead, I started playing 2 kilohertz test tones, like pulses, like doot, 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 right? And then playing it out of 2 adjacent speakers and trying to figure out exactly where they start to align and where the imaging is right in between both. Mm-hmm. Right. So of course you have to do level matching first. So I did that. But yeah, it's very interesting. You can actually really be able to, you can tell when something's in phase, like perfectly in phase, time aligned and in phase, not exactly the same, but in phase and time aligned, what you hear is everything just starts snap to like one single location. And then if you're slightly off by just a millisecond, it starts to drift apart. The sound starts getting wider and wider and wider. And then actually it'll start to come back in and snap again, but you're at the wrong time. Right. So it's just interesting to see what's happening with that phase alignment and hearing the difference is kind of interesting. So I did that and I did what I call a binaural level match, which is kind of interesting. So I did all this stuff and man, freaking sounds awesome. Of course I had to do Magic Beans. That's why I was testing some of this stuff to see if I could import into this because we have a HTP1 export option. And so that works, but this thing is awesome. This thing is so awesome. You don't really use the remote much. It's all app based. You know, most of the stuff you do is just from either your phone, a computer, an iPad, tablet, whatever you have. And you just log into the website or the IP address. And this Pink Soda guy made a custom GUI for this. That's pretty crazy, where he kind of organized things in a better way. Does that sound familiar, Pink Soda?
Pink Soda?
Yeah, that's, I don't hear you. I don't hear you, Aaron. You're muted. Okay. Anyway,
sorry, so, I was saying, I think I had a friend request from somebody with like pop soda or something, soda pop or something.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know who this person is. So I wonder if it's the same person.
This is the user interface for it. So once you get into it, you know, it shows you like what kind of signal you're throwing into it. And then you got your volume control, which is cool because you can kind of control the volume. Like if my kids are, I don't know, watching something in the theater and it's like, hey, it's too loud, I just hop on here and then turn it down from anywhere in the house. But yeah,
and that seemed pretty robust, the pictures and stuff you were sending,
dude. So,
I think look at all that. You got
this. Okay, so I'm gonna go into this in the review, but actually I'll probably go more into it right now than in the review because the review is getting long. But this signal generator is awesome and bad for us, Chana.
Oh,
because it's so awesome, right? You see this full band pink noise, THX like band limited noise. I can send these test tones from the HTP1 to any channel that I have connected, right? Similar to what our toolkit can do. Now, Hobie has said previously on our channel when we had him on, he said he prefers to, you know, have some kind of test tone that's from the source because this, you know, through that signal path, something might happen, right? So,
yeah.
You know, but it's cool that you can do that, right? Yeah. All these different test zones, you can send it to different locations. And this particular one I thought was extremely, extremely useful. You see this left and right input a signal? Mm-hmm. I was like, what would I use that for, right? And then I started reading up. You can import or you can use the inputs from REW. So I can play any test tones in REW and send those to any channel instead of like switching wires in the back.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then I can send it to, you know, the left. I can have it kind of like sending one signal to the left or let's say, you know, left surround and then right surround, and play two test tones and see if it's imaging in the middle, right? Different things.
Yeah. That's awesome.
PEQs, look at all 16 bands per channel.
Ooh, 16.
Right. Yeah, you can hook up to 5 subs if you have, you know, extra outputs that you're not using. So that's cool.
Mm.
But like smart stuff. Just like, oh, I want to clone this PEQ to another channel. Like, that's just the, you know, you can tell that these are some advanced people who know the things you want, that you'd want to do, right?
Sure.
Like, so even if I go to like the calibration at the bottom, there's mute all channels, unmute all channels, and then invert mute on all channels, right? So you're like, at first I'm like, what? Isn't it kind of the same thing? Why would you need this extra one? No, because if I mute the sub, right, I can hit invert mute and then it mutes everything else except for the sub.
Right.
So that's useful when I'm testing. I can unmute all of them.
I gotta say, that's pretty slick.
Loudness, they have these different loudness curves, vintage, right? So I know a lot of people like dynamic. I don't use this, but a lot of people like that. On the Denon and Marantz stuff, this does have these different loudness compensations. What else? Up mixer. This has this wide synth, so you can simulate, you know, wides if your content doesn't have it. It just kind of takes the average of the left surround, the left speaker, mixes them, and then minus 3 dB. So what else? But it's crazy. Look, you can customize what shows up on the main screen. This is interesting too. So remember on the Denon, we had issues where you'd get digital clipping if your sub wasn't set below like minus 6 dB some content?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a real thing, right? If you have your sub in your Denon and Marantz set to 0, then it's possible that certain content could clip that signal. It needs to be like minus 6, something like that. But this has this VU monitoring where I can play test tones or different content, and then it'll show like, oh, okay, this is clipping, right? So I need to turn down that level, right?
Oh, man.
So all these like advanced things that you can do, and turn that off.
So I guess the question needs to be asked, Joe, was it worth the wait?
Oh, dude, I wanted this for a long time. And it actually exceeded a lot of my expectation. Now, Monolith's a channel sponsor, so of my channel.
Oh, Joe, villain. Chilling like a villain.
I told her I'm shilling like a villain. Yeah, it's an inside joke. So I was telling Tim, like, all right, so what am I supposed to say? I can't gush over this thing. I can't say I like it. Like, how do I approach this now? But, you know, I like it. So what can I do? But this is the one thing I was showing him is EQ, bass EQ. So a lot of times the movies that go to home, the bass is cut off. Like, they are not trying to blow up your sub. So like Oppenheimer already has a ton of bass, but like sub, what is this? Sub 10 hertz? Like, that's, most people don't need that. But these crazy folks restore that back so that if you have subs capable, it'll play. And it shows you the scenes, like the timestamps of when,
yeah, right,
you know, when the bass is happening, right? And when you should hear the difference. So cool little heat map. But yeah, you can watch this one, Wonka. And it's all built in. I used to have to use a mini DSP, used to have to have an extra computer to be able to do all this from my phone. But I just go here, Wonka, okay, we're going to be watching this version. I can apply, which I don't want to do because I'm not watching the movie. But this movie cuts off bass starting at, what is this, about 30 hertz.
Oh.
They just really cut off the bass compared to what it originally was. Now, at first I was like, how do they know? How do they know whether that was there or not? And I still don't know exactly how they analyze it, but I can say that I watched Shang-Chi in the movie theater. I put my binaural mics on, listened. So I listened to it when I got back, and then I compared it to the home version that they have on Disney Plus. I'm like, they totally just cut off a bunch of bass. Like, in the scenes where they're like throwing each other, it's like in the theater, right? At home, it's like, okay. And then I applied base EQ, and then it restored all that back. So that's just an anecdotal thing, but it did seem to sound more like Peter.
Like internally in the ACP-1.
Yeah, dude, I didn't have to do anything. I just turned it on, and now you can apply all this stuff. And what this does is it shows you, I don't know if you can see this, it shows you the PEQ settings. Look at this. 23 hertz plus about 6 dB of gain, right? Shows you the Q factor. And then it stacks it. Was that LS5? So it stacks 5 of those.
Wow.
So it's a lot of extra, but what it does is it ends up using a few bands of extra PEQ. So normally with subs, you may not be using 16 PEQ filters. So it'll use the extra ones and apply it'll apply BEQ. So that's really cool. Yeah. I'm excited. I don't know how I'm going to explain all of that in a video, but you guys get more actually here than in my review, because I don't know how much people want to know. I don't know if they want a 30-minute review where I go into all the features. But yeah, no, there it is. You're
asking the wrong person, because Aaron already has like 20, 30, 40-minute long videos.
What's that? I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Clearly you did it.
No, I didn't.
Aaron's got long-ass videos.
Talk to my grandpa. I told him to get some money out of the ATM.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Reed says, when are you building a Magic Beans for a real-time EQ based on the movie or song? Nah. I'm not. Some of these companies should just build a special remote you can buy with a dial that adjusts the tilt.
There you go.
That's it. Just one awesome knob, you know? Adjust the tilt. The taste. Ah, there it is. Okay, got it. That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah.
You don't even need bass and treble. Just one dial that controls both.
It's funny. There's like a plugin called the Sausage Fattener for music production, and it's just one dial. And you just make the song fatter. And
what did you say to the guy at
NAMM? Yeah, it was like the Make Gooder plugin.
Make Gooder.
Yeah, just do-do-do-do-do is one dial. That's it. It's pretty funny. You know what? Elon had this video up, and I guess Will.i.am is working with a car manufacturer, and it remixes songs based on how you're driving.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, if you're driving faster, it adds like this other stuff into the song. It has to be specific songs, obviously.
Yeah.
So I said, so what does that mean? When you slam on the brakes, does it go like and put it down to like one BPM until you start? Yeah. Right. Like just slowing down time until like you let off the gas or the brake, and you're like, it's like, you know, music back in. He's like, I don't know, we'll have to find out.
So, it looked like it was a Mercedes or something. I couldn't tell for sure. But
look at the Magic Beans working. We had to put that extra effect because, you know, that's important. You see that?
Oh, yeah. Some like graphics. Make sure it's working.
Look, this is the type of stuff that we're working on. Just making sure that this EQ, the parametric EQ, because we can export to generic ones, just making that look nice. Look at that. Doesn't that look nice?
Yeah, that looks nice.
I just saw this morning. Look at that. Bash. Great. And then also there's haptic feedback, so I can feel like...
So when you're touching it, it's touching you back.
Yeah. Details, man. It's all in the details.
Right. All right. All right. Let's get into some starred comments here. Okay. Reed says or asks, talk about alternative spatial formats. Is a new format war starting, or are they all going to play nice? Will Atmos just steal everyone's candy?
What formats are there? I mean, so when he's saying, is there a new format war starting?
There's like, well, there's. I had a demo of the Sony 360 reality audio, and man.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty hot. I was going to make a video about it yesterday, but then I was like, wasted
time. Is that the same thing that they have in their speakers that FOMO reviewed? I think, Joe, did you review those too, right?
Yeah, I reviewed them. I turned that thing off real quick.
No,
is that the same thing?
It's not the spatial something or other. It's the actual, like, where they have 9 speakers up front and
4. Yeah, I haven't heard that. I know you heard it at NAMM. I do have like Sony headphones where it has access to that spatial audio, whatever they call it, 360, right? So on the headphones, it gives you access and it'll take a picture of your ear type of deal.
Yeah.
I hope HD DVD wins out over this Sony spatial audio.
Betamax.
Betamax. Go to soon.
Here's the one thing, though. Here's the one kicker.
Woo! He's on fire today.
Aaron, back at it from Sam Goody. Watch out. You know, that's funny, dude. In Call of Duty, it was a 1980s theme. It was the Cold War, and they had a mall, and it was the Twin Pines Mall, and they had a Sam Goody in there. So when you're like firing from the Sam Goody, you're spent hours playing that game.
The Twin Pines Mall, or was it the One Pine Mall? The solo. What did they change it to? Remember when he knocked it over? Was it the Lone Pine?
Yeah.
Lone Pine Mall. That's right. Yeah, because I remember when Cali Audio came out, they had their Lone Pine series. I actually emailed them and was like, "Did y'all happen to name this after Back to the Future?" And he was like, "No." Don't be stupid, basically. So then he explained why, but I was like, no would have worked. You know, could have just told me no.
No would have been good enough.
What other formats, immersive formats? I know
one from Google,
the open Samsung source. And Google are trying to do one. I mean, they're big enough to possibly, it's going to be a money thing. Like when it comes to these things, it's just money and whoever adopts the format, right? That's what the game is.
Yeah, what are they called, though?
Whoever adopts that format is going to be the. I mean, I think Dolby's like too far ahead. Does somebody want to use something else? Unless Google and Samsung figure out a way to make it work on everything and anything, like your AVR doesn't even have to have this, and like somehow you're able to get the. I don't know how they're going to do it. But imagine you're going to have to try to get all these companies to adopt it and put into AVRs and processors. Like, yeah, I don't know.
If you think about it, we have no standardization in Dolby Atmos right now. So imagine if this is just open format. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard about 4 songs on that Sony 360, and one was Daft Punk. One was Sophie Tucker. And then this other one, it was Kid Laroi, right? Stay. Mm. And that was weird. And I told the guy, I was like, why is the vocal coming from behind me? And he's like, that's just the way the mixer wanted it, did it. I'm like, that's garbage, dude. Is there anything good? And then he's like, hold on, the best one is this Himalayas one. And I had recorded binaural things. I was just like, dude, why did you tell me? Put on that Himalaya thing, let me record it, and jack up the volume. And that was actually very good. But the one thing, the kicker that I like about that, opposed to creating something in Atmos, the renderer is a sphere, not a cube.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Where are you at, Dolby?
It's they're behind you, cube. Or over there, or
no,
over there.
No, I see exactly what's behind me. I see.
Hey, Reverend Slim, Dolby's not paying you anything, bro. So he's so Atmos. You don't. They don't need your help either.
Yeah, dude.
They're already doing fine. They're killing it. They're dominating. Nobody needs to crap on, poor Oro.
Poro.
Poro.
Marv says Emotiva has a new lineup of speakers.
I don't talk about Emotiva myself because they never send me anything.
Yeah,
dude, you're such a shill, Joe.
Shilling.
You're such an unshill.
Hey, you down to shill?
I know, right? The opposite of shill. He's just Bill.
Hey, who's down to shill? You guys doing anything?
What did you say the other day? Down to shill? Did you say Netflix and shill? What is it?
Netflix and shill.
Yeah.
He's shilling.
I want to make that shirt and wear it next to him, man. Like I so want to do it.
Shilling like a villain.
Shilling like a villain, man. Because I know I'm going to see some dudes there who are immediately going to take offense. I'll be like, hey, dude, I should do anything. If the shoe fits, you know?
We should do it, and we should put Daily Hi-Fi Crew for, like, on the stripes.
Yeah, like, just, you know what we're talking about is we're just talking about how, you know, just the YouTube game, a lot of it, a lot of these content creators make money off views and mostly, I would say, you know, from affiliate sales, right?
Yeah.
I just think it's the game, dude. I'm not hating on any particular person. That's the game. You know, when they say don't hate the player, hate the game. The game is get people to watch a bunch of videos and sell affiliate, you know, sell products, right? That's the way that YouTube set it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to chill right now for the best calibration disc on the planet. It's called the Spatial Audio Calibration Toolkit. Dude, that's by two really cool guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's the same thing. It's like me telling my daughter, I've just got one kid. And I tell her, I'm like, you're my favorite kid. Like, wow. That's the same thing that you're doing. There's only one of those things that exists. Well, I guess unless you consider.
Well,
the other one.
Yeah.
Where do we get that toolkit? That's very interesting.
I don't know.
If I don't have an HTP1, then.
You get the things from here.
Oh, shilling like a villain.
You need to make a code. $10 off for the code shilling.
A shilling 10. All right.
Please make that.
Let's damn left. There it is.
Shilling it. Yeah.
Shilling it. That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, back to what I was saying. This is the game. And I don't know that it's even a YouTube thing. I think it just might be, you know, a capitalism thing. Right.
Yeah.
TV works. This is how stuff works, right? Like, unless you're paying for a premium for YouTube. So if you see an ad, it's because YouTube got to pay for stuff, right? And so you pay with your attention, right? Mm-hmm. But shilling 10. No G. It's got to be like the Dr. Scholl's or what was it? Jellin. No G.
Yeah.
Just shilling 10.
Shilling. No apostrophe.
Shilling. I think it's important to make the distinction between a review and an advertisement because that's not the difference.
This is an advertisement.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about y'all.
I know.
Okay.
All right. And I think we're qualified to talk about this just because, for example, Chana and I have a product, right? Mm-hmm. We're shilling the crap out of this product because that's our product. But do I have to be nice about any other products? No.
Oh, Angela, did you already put it in? Because I tried to create it. Oh, she did it. Oh,
she said, shilling 10 is love. That's awesome.
I put it in. And it's like, I'm like, what is going on? Yeah.
So I guess, even with Monolith, Monoprice, right? So they pay me, right, to review a product, right?
Chill.
But the deal is I can say whatever I want about this thing. And so there are, go look at my reviews. There's some products I didn't like, right? There's definitely some Monoprice products that I didn't like because that's what it is. That's a deal, right? They should be picky about what they send because I'm going to just say what I feel. Anyway, this is different from those reviewers that may not tell you openly the way I'm telling you, right? They say it seems like a review, but it's more like, you know what? I just want you to buy, you know, use my affiliate link.
Yeah.
And that's what we're kind of saying, right? That's just how it goes. So,
yeah.
You have anything else to say about that?
No, I think that's good enough, man.
Pick up the sacks at your local Sam Goody. We should make one of the
always be shilling.
Goody 10. It should be Goody 10.
Yeah. Yep. ABC always be closing. It's always be shilling.
Always be shilling.
ABS 10. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's that, but I think I'll say it right now. People should stay in their lane, though, right? So if you're one of those people you're a YouTuber and your goal is to be a great YouTuber, I suck at YouTube. I just make videos whenever I feel like making videos. I'm not on a constant schedule. I'm not reviewing every product that comes out. You know, I don't care if somebody uses affiliate links, like whatever, right? Yeah. I don't care. So the folks who are really good at that, don't don't be attacking others though.
Yeah.
now you're swerving. Don't swerve into other lanes, right? Mm-hmm. And start saying stuff about others, you know. I saw somebody say something. I'm not going to mention any names, but they were kind of attacking measurements and saying some silly crap, saying silly stuff, you know?
I still haven't watched that video.
Hey, Oh my God, I just got a great idea.
Like, I don't want to watch any of that stuff.
Hey, mm-hmm. I got a great idea, Aaron.
Okay.
Hey, when we're walking around Axponent, we should just bring like measuring tape or like yardsticks. Just walk around like walking sticks. What do you guys say? I'm measuring shit up.
That's right, bro.
No, right?
That's right. You know what? I need, if I had like good graphic design skills, what I need to make, I don't think I told you guys, but somebody replied back to my long post and he was like, I only measure with my ears. So then I replied back. I was like, so how do you measure like the length of your room? Like, do you just like, is that like 150 ear lengths? Like, how does that work? You know? Like, so I should make I need to make a t-shirt of that, like, you know, like a ruler and some ears stacked up, but like I measure with my ears or something. You know?
Oh, that's a good one.
That would be
you
pretty good.
Go into Axponent straight trolling everybody, huh?
Straight trolling, man. Dude, because nobody can touch me. I mean, seriously, nobody can touch me.
I'm going to touch you. Wait,
yeah, well, that's, I mean, that's why I'm going. That's exactly why I'm going.
I meant a high five, Joe.
Yeah. It's a.
Either way.
I don't know. I heard somebody say, oh, you know, people have been making speakers for 100 years just using their ears. I'm like, yeah, they were garbage. That's why they started using measurements, because now they're way better.
Yeah.
Because we actually use measurements.
Right. Silly stuff. Yeah. If you talk to the people who came up with methods to create measurements, and then the one guy went to be VP of THX, I'm pretty sure that dude knows what he's talking about. He created the FFT, right? Like, they did it, and I've asked him. He said they did it because there were things that they wanted to understand, and they needed a scientific way to, like, look into it and understand what was going on. So, anyway.
Well, I hope those guys who aren't into measurements, you know, just trust their intuition. Go ahead and make a bridge, and then – drive over that bridge, you know, see how that works out.
Yeah.
Don't use any measurements though. Just trust your eyes.
I'm cool if people don't care. I don't, you know, if you don't like measurements, that's fine. But I think, like you said, stay in your lane. Don't talk about stuff you don't know anything about, because that's how you get ruined, man. Like that. I mean, I don't get big and egotistical often, but I don't mind stepping out on that platform every now and again. I'll crush somebody, man.
You'll crush them.
Crush them, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know what? My problem with it is not, I'm not trying to attack a particular person. I don't care that much about other people in that way. Like, oh, I'm going to, no, I'm just saying don't spread misinformation, right?
Yeah,
my problem with misinformation is, I don't think it's good, right? I don't think misinformation is good, because people are making purchasing decisions, and it's kind of undoing what I think we're trying to do, which is help people make good purchasing decisions.
Yeah.
Right? Inform them and teach them. So if you're there trying to teach people and somebody's saying wrong things, you're like, that it's not personal per se, but it's kind of undoing your work in some way.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's cool to just be like, that's not my thing. I don't care anything about it, but to go in talking about it like you know about it and you clearly don't, that's when problems, you know. But that's everyday life. That's just why I have a personal issue with it, because I see this stuff every day. What are you even talking about right now? Like, it's like your great aunt online talking about some crazy political stuff. You're like, you don't even know like anything about what you're talking about right now.
Angela's got some great ones, right? Like,
she's what do you always say about Angela?
Brains behind Joe and Tell. It should be called
the brains behind it, right? Look at
that's good. I like
many
that.
Tape measures. Measurements matter with the length of tape. Oh, please. Can we make that real quick?
With a QR code that, like, yeah, that's awesome.
Or even a shirt like this. Every guy's into measurements. Like a perfect shirt.
Angela, can I have that one? I'm putting it on my phone right now.
Copy it. Take it.
Or just the mini Clipple. Bring a mini Clipple, like a little toy Clipple.
Let me toss this on my clipboard real quick.
That would be awesome.
Oh, and here, Reverend Slim is back.
Hey, I'd love to see you guys just trolling over there. Not trolling, but like just screwing around. Walk around with the DJI, right, Shauna?
Yeah.
And have your U-mic rig. Mm-hmm. And just be like, hey, can I measure these real quick? Is it cool if I just measure your speakers? Be like, no thanks. No thanks.
Can I measure the speakers and the room? Let's see.
Yeah, can I?
Let's take the big best target curve and tune, make these speakers sound better. Nah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to make the speakers sound better? Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we should go in the rooms and be like, hey, can I measure these? And when they're like, what are you talking about? And then like slowly start pulling out the tape measure. And it's like, oh, this guy.
Angela's on it, dude.
Yeah, she's
She's already found it.
The mini measures. You guys don't understand the type of stuff. Here's the difference between what we do, right? Is we actually do things, right?
We do actual things.
Like there's talk and there's ideas.
That should be another shirt. We do shit.
I don't have topics today, so I'm just gonna say what I feel. Yeah. And basically it's like I'll go into an audio science review forum post, and like there's all these people with like ideas, thoughts, you know, stuff they learned last week, maybe. I don't know. But they'll, hey, this and this. Okay, like that's a cool idea, but go and do it. That's the always doing it, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Why don't you make a review like this? Why don't you do this in a review? You do it.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it?
Yeah, you know, it's I get that often as well. So
execution is the hardest part. That's why with Magic Beans, I pretty much described the whole method on audio science review, and I've done it here too, because like, yeah, but go and make an app then. It's been over a year and a half and still not completely finished. It's so close. But go and make that app, right? Mm-hmm. I dare somebody to go and do it, right?
You got to say it with that, like, accent. You got to say, like, go ahead.
Go ahead. Good. Is that a Pesci? Were you doing Joe Pesci just then?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because it sounded like him. Oh, I amuse you like a clown?
Is that your Italian accent?
Don't start with me.
It's got to be a little more nasal, I think.
How do I amuse you like a clown? Do I amuse you like a clown? Do I look like a clown to you?
Oh, God.
What does he say? What's funny?
That's yours? That's your Italian accent?
What's funny? Did that make more Italian?
Need Leo gets. Get it? Get it?
Oh, yeah. Anything Leo gets. Yeah. Anything you need, Leo gets.
Oh man, we're off the rails today.
Yeah.
What else? We got any actual questions that we can possibly
ask? Oh, here. The biggest news in the Morant Cinema 30. I called it too in the chat. I'm like, they're gonna call it this or they're gonna call it that. And whammo, there it is, 4,500 macaroons. Pre-order. So this is the flagship AVR. So
highest then, huh? $4,500. What do you get?
Let's see. Great question, Joe. We've got the nice front. We got the nice rear end here.
Okay, so the reason I ask is because I'm reviewing the HTP one, which is right now is like around $3,500-$3,600.
Is it? I thought it was $4,000.
It was.
Oh, it's on sale?
It's on sale right now. So what do you get in comparison? Because I can tell you right now, going from the Denon to this HTP one, the Denon is much simpler.
Sure.
Like you can do everything on the remote, and you can tell it's made for just pretty much everybody, right?
Oh, dude, it doesn't have HDAM, hyper dynamic amplifier modules.
Oh, boo.
Damn, HDAM.
Okay.
It says 11 channels. So I think this process is 13 channels.
No XLR. No balance XLR, right?
This is silly preamp. There it is. 13 channel preamp outputs. 4 discrete line level subwoofer outputs for precise multi subwoofer setups.
Okay.
I mean, that's it from the that side. Other than
that, let me see the back real quick.
Huh?
Let me see the back again.
Yeah, let's go see the booty.
Well, they have a nicer remote.
They do have the AV. I mean, this copper is cool. We have three trigger outputs. That's nice.
Oh, the other one has four.
Which one? Oh,
HTP one.
Oh, it's got four. This is the RCA pre-out section. We've got some vintage. Some what is this called? Legacy. Inputs. Yeah. 8K on everything. I'm sure it's 8K on everything too on the other thing. Yeah, RST. Okay. They've got a flasher. Look out.
Oh, no.
A flasher.
Okay, so RCA, right? So I was using this X6700H, and yeah. I was getting noise from my from the power because my garage has, I don't know, if dirty power, whatever you want to call it. I use a power conditioner. It doesn't seem to do anything, yeah. right? And so my amplifiers were putting out a bit of a hum and a hiss that I just don't like, right? Yeah. And this never happened before when I was in my apartment. Same equipment and things. The things were silent. I hook up the HTP1 with a balanced XLR, and now it's so much quieter.
And like that, what the heck? It's gone.
Nice. It makes me wonder if that's what these. You know, I've heard other reviewers talk about pre-pros and like, oh, the stereo separation, the imaging is so much better. Is it just that they have less noise?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
What else? What else? I mean, everybody's like, oh, it's good. It's good. Like, I plugged in that AV10 and the 7706, and like, yeah, they work. Did I hear angels singing to me? No. Like, I don't understand. And I think that could be it. You could be just picking up noise through the RCA connections.
So are there any Denon Marantz with balanced XLR outputs? Which ones have
balanced? Not any Denons. Not any Denon doesn't make a pre-pro.
Oh, okay. So the Marantz pre-pro does have.
Yeah,
I think that's what people are hearing.
8805, 8805A, 8803. Those are all Marantz. I guess they didn't want to cannibalize the Marantz sales for a pre-pro, so they don't make one that's a Denon. Mm. That kind of makes sense.
Oh, I'm not an expert when it comes to the electronics part. You know, Aaron, you measure electronics, so you know what I mean.
I'm not either. Yeah, I just measure it.
But does it make sense? Because balanced XLR, right? The idea is like XLR is supposed to be more resistant to noise.
Yeah,
right. It's
supposed to. Was it like an extra? Is it 6 dB higher or something? I can't remember now. I don't really pay much attention to it. I can Google it really fast.
So I'm surprised that the noise can come from the power and through the RCA outputs, like. I would think there's some kind of filtering that happens in the AVR somewhere. I don't know.
It's about to.
I did ask the guy at JL, our friend at JL Audio, and he's like, well, that kind of makes sense. Like the RCAs are sometimes grounded to this, and yeah. they may not be using a three prong, and so the noise has to go somewhere.
Right.
And I'm
like, deal speak.
Whatever you say, sir.
Yeah.
So. Whether somebody would hear the difference, I think would also depend on how noisy is your power. So in my apartment, everything was silent, right? It was really quiet. It's not until I got into this garage setup, I'm like, "This noise coming from?" And I can hear it turn on and off. Like when an appliance or something big comes on, it more noise comes through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lion Madge says, I thought XLR is only for really long runs. That is also true. But at the end of the day, when you've got how much shit do we have back there? Right? I'm looking at this like rat's nest of wires like that my mom had here. She's got like security camera, CCTV going through there. She's got Dish Network. I've got like now like a bunch of like wireless things going on here, that Revolution player, Blu-ray player, Apple TV, and all these speakers, Xbox, PlayStation 5, all this shit. Like, interference is there. There's... This is what interference sounds like. Right? There's something there. And the balanced connection... I actually made a video on the difference between balanced and unbalanced. You guys should check it out. It explains it pretty well. But at the end of the day, if you are using short runs, you could still get interference with the RCA. That's all.
Look at this. Is how it looks in the back of this one. Let's see. Window. It's pretty messy back there.
No? Yeah, that's just the top shelf.
Yeah, I like that angle.
Billy P says balance has one input that has reverse polarity to cancel noise.
Yeah, and I think it's 3 dB. I said 6 dB, but I just double-checked. I think it's 3 dB, typically higher voltage. Yes,
6 dB.
So, okay, 60. Okay, I don't know anymore then. I give up. No. It's something.
Yeah, so anyway, for any of those who who are interested in maybe looking into a pre-pro, you know, just know that it costs more money because you have to buy amplifiers for everything, right? So if you're not already doing that, you got to buy apps for every channel. So that's expensive. And it's almost like, do you need it? Is your system not sounding good right now? Do you have noise coming in through the system? If you're not having any of these issues, I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody asked me the other day about that. They were saying, is it true that amplifiers, like external amplifiers, are better than an AVR? And I was like, I mean, it's always like with audio, it's always, almost always it depends.
That was
meaning, you know, like, I mean, it depends on what you're going to do. So,
I mean, I
don't like that answer.
I would say just an emphatic yes, due to the fact that you are now guaranteeing, let's say it's a three channel amplifier, you are now guaranteeing 140 watts per channel to your front stage, right? So yes, you have more headroom, you have for the dynamic shifts in the content, right?
Yeah, you probably lower the noise floor as well, hopefully. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I think that was basically my reply, was that, you know, the power supply is built into these things. You know, if it's rated at 80 watt by two, it might not actually do 80 watt by two, you know, when they're both actually driven hard. Then, like you said, a compression, but then your speaker's got to be able to take that output. I think, like, you know, for most people that are probably in a small to medium size, an AVR is probably adequate. But if you're medium to large, then you might want to look at getting a separate amplifier.
Hey, but, I was wondering if you have noise coming in through the RCAs, like I was with the 6700H and pretty much every AVR I put there. If you're not using the RCA outputs, if you're just using the built-in amps, I wonder if you get the noise from that.
It depends on what the source of the noise is. I mean, probably not. Most of the time, when you add external stuff into it, you're probably introducing like some kind of ground differential or something like that. Okay. So one of the things in like car audio that we used to always do, and we still do in some cases, is you'll ground the RCA to the chassis of the amplifier itself, or you'll run a dedicated ground from the head unit to a spot where everything is grounded. You know, because a lot of cars will have different star grounds, right? And then if you are using a different ground for your head unit, maybe it's at the stock location, you know, in the back of the dash, and then maybe your amplifier's in the back of the car. So it's got a difference in the ground potential there, or a difference in the ground resistance. And that can increase noise. So a lot of times what we do is just gut the whole car and you pick one central location where everything is going to be grounded, and you drill out a hole and you just ground everything there. So you run extra long wire. So maybe you'll use an 8 gauge instead of a 12 or a 14 gauge off the head unit, and then run it to that spot. And the same thing for the amplifiers and all that.
So just real quick, to Reverend Slim said, sometimes it isn't even power. You can get noise from cables. Iffy shielding. So, you know, with my setup, I was trying to figure out what the cause of the problem was. And I specifically routed all the power to one area over here, speaker kit, you know, speakers over here, RCAs, and, you know, separated them out, you know, make sure my Wi-Fi is like certain distance away, all these different things. And it wasn't that. I've switched the cables out. It's just the power in there.
Benji Gators, my gaming PC introduces a ton of noise to my speaker system when on. That happens to me too when I have this set up like I do right now, where it's audio is going from the.
I will say that I don't think a particular cable, like, you know, some people are into the like, fancy power cables.
Yeah.
That I don't think that's going to fix it, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, most likely not.
I have a fancy cable and I don't use it. It's.
Run a ground Denon to your amp and see if it stops.
You can do that too.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So the Marantz, the 30, I just now went and looked at the website because I was curious. So I saw that Michael Youthman had posted like a screenshot or something of this saying it was Marantz's new flagship receiver. So I clicked it and I looked at it and I was like, it doesn't even have XLR. Like, I thought that was odd for it to be a flagship unit, right? But then he and somebody else replied, and it made sense, you know, that, well, it's an AVR. It's got, so maybe it doesn't necessarily have to, it's not a pre-pro, right? And I was like, okay, that's cool. But I'm here like double checking this stuff on their website, and I'm seeing they got a Cinema 30, 40, 50, 60. But do you guys notice that the
Yeah, no, that was
reversed. The, yeah. no, I expected yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at. I was like, "Oh, there's a Cinema 40. Oh, that must be better. Oh, no, see, that's $1,000 cheaper." What?
And so that's why the AV10 is the most expensive one. It's the lowest number.
That's super.
It's like like BMW with their M's. You know, the more numbers after the M, the worse it is, right? So if it says like M580545, that's not a real one. If it says M5,
it's
good enough. That's
or M200 or something like that.
235i.
I had a friend whose opinion was if it's below a 3, it doesn't count.
Yeah. No, actually, M1 is actually awesome, and the M2 is a awesome car, but it just can't be like, you know, M545S45X.
Yeah. Benji, Marantz already came out with a pre-pro replacement of the 8805. It is called the AV10. That's what it is.
Oh. So you have to go pre-pro, and I think maybe a lot of that is just space, right? You have to throw all these apps in there. There's just not enough space back there for speakers. XLRs are big.
What's happening over there?
Okay. All right.
Check out this. My shirt's like a green screen, apparently. This is awesome.
Oh, hey, can you please do your reviews like that now?
Yeah.
Can you just get a green screen and just wear green shirts and just be a head?
This talking head sounds warm.
Joe, you need $5,000 in cables.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Oh man, I have this like huge power cable, right? All gold and like it's all, but like it doesn't even connect well. You know, like the part that plugs into the thing is so huge that it's like weighted down and almost wants to come out. Like, oh, yeah. That's why we do the Daily Hi-Fi podcast.
That's right.
See Aaron here? You want to see measurements? Forget measurements. When it's Daily Hi-Fi podcast. It's
Aaron's head.
This is the real Aaron, folks. Oh,
floating around. It's so weird. I love it. Oh,
that's the real Aaron.
The best thing ever.
Okay, let's.
Smart people are the weirdest sometimes. You know that? Like, I feel like the smarter you are, the weirder you have to be. You know what I mean?
That made me think of Layla. So my daughter used to watch this Barbie cartoon, and there was one specific episode where we used to quote all the time. And like Barbie's head was floating around. I was like, "I'm a floating head. I'm a floating head." Mm-hmm. It made me think of that.
He's a talking head. Look, he wanted a talking head. There he is.
There he is.
There he is.
See if he'll do this.
Mr. Head Hardison. Just arms and a forehead. Oh. Hey, yeah. Have you guys seen the previews for this Bob Marley movie, One Love?
No.
I have. Pretty cool. Actually, that's all right.
I saw one during the Grammys. Obviously, they would play it there. Michael asks, anyone know who's doing the mix for the new Bob Marley movie? I have no idea. But I do know one of the bigger tech house DJs, Fisher, actually did a remix that's being released with the movie for Jammin', and he like teased it on his TikTok or whatever. I'm like, oh dude, I gotta get that track. So we Jammin'.
Yeah, I think about Marley. I always think of I Am Legend because you know, like, don't worry about a thing. Remember that? It's like he played that. That was like the only song that he ever played in that movie. Will Smith, I Am Legend. Everything's gonna be all right. Yeah.
Aaron's heading to Sam Goody.
Before we head out, can we quickly just go over any other questions?
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. Is there a place where I can download a recommended target curve to put into MultiQX?
Oh, are you serious?
I mean,
man. Okay. Since Magic Bean,
Magic Bean,
the whole point of it is to determine the exact target curve that you should be using based on your speakers in your room while you're sitting in your main listening position. But until that's out, right, then I can't complain that there's nothing out there. So I think that the Harman curve that's not meant to be a target is probably a decent guess. Right. If you were to just guess out of all the curves, you have to guess flat line. You definitely don't want that unless you're near field. I think it's a good guess. I would say just use a target curve and then adjust, you know, use your ears.
I was about to say use your ears.
Or simply, you know, my actual recommendation is if your speakers are decent, don't let the correction happen over 500 hertz. Just let your speakers do whatever they do. Correct below 500 hertz and then adjust the bass level up and down so it sounds right to you. You know, put on some decent headphones, compare it. How's the bass over here on this song? Listen, okay, it's about the same. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
Aaron, you got to get amp dyno for your gear testing.
No, well, I'm not. I answered him.
Wilson Audio, but he mostly tests car amps. Oh, yeah. Williston.
Williston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love his channel, man. He's just entertaining. He's just a super cool dude. But no, I won't get that. I did look at it a couple of years ago, and then I looked at it again. They're back in stock, at least as of last week. But they're like, I think, $4,000. And I just don't see the point in me spending that kind of money. You know, it's just not right now. Dummy? Huh?
You big dummy?
You big dummy. I love that dude, man. He's such a cool guy too, man. He's one of those people like you see succeeding and you like you're super stoked for him. There's other guys you see succeeding and you're like, gosh, I hope his channel just gets deleted ASAP. But
that's what's funny, right? I'm not hating on everybody. Like there are people
just a few.
Derek, just a couple. Super cool. I like Derek.
He's an awesome dude, man.
Yeah. Very easy. Just be a decent person. Have some morals. Some integrity.
Don't be a douchebag all the time, and you'll probably be all right.
If you're asking, you should get a measurement mic. If for anything else, to prove Joe wrong. All right.
I like it.
So, let's see. Reverend Slim answered that question. Also, he says, "What is it?
What's that?
This one." Says, look in MultiQ X Thread over AVS. There are quite a few different curves there for import, Harman, Olive Tool, etc. Try until you find one you like. Yeah, they're all going to be they're all going to be wrong for your exact room, but
yeah, it won't be.
They're going to be, you're kind of just getting an estimate, right? Don't expect it to be perfect because that's not what these are. Just want to put that out there.
Magic Beans will take into account your room and what your speakers are capable of and give you the correct target curve. Is that correct?
That is correct. I was messaging Dr. Sean Olive, right, on Facebook and asking what he thought.
Yeah,
what do you think? Just showing all the different curves, right? The whole thing is like, what is the target curve? They're all different. Like, I look at Chana's target curve in his room, it's different. My theater is different from this studio, and that makes sense. One curve.
If Aaron ever gets some speakers, we can be like,
how dare you?
Also,
follows up, he says it won't be the right curve, but it will be better than Odyssey's default. I would have to agree with that.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I've done the Magic Beans, or Joe's done Magic Beans in two of my rooms, three of them, if you count my studio, and that was a Dirac one, and then it just sounds way better.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We don't know. Oprah Winfrey, we don't know what the price will be for these beans.
What is I don't it know. I'll make it super high. Make it so no one can afford it.
Yeah.
I want to make one sale a year.
Aaron needs to rob the guy in the background for his money.
I need to
$1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million.
It'll be affordable, man. Let's just put it this way. It's going to be the thing that, here's what I want. I want it to be a purchase where you buy this thing and it improves the sound of your system more than anything else you could have purchased. Right? Is that fair? Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. Right? If you can buy something else that'll make your system sound better, then buy that thing. Right? So, yeah. $19.99.
Do it, man.
No, this one.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
You're hilarious. $19.99. So, what else? So, look, I'll tell you right now, it's not going to be $19.99. Just because, what can you buy that's $19.99 that's going to make your $10,000, $15,000 system sound better?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with our toolkit. You know, people are like, "Oh, $100 is a lot." Well, considering what it actually can do, it's probably the cheapest upgrade that'll have the most impact on your system than anything else out there. You know, unless you're taking that speaker cable pill, you know, and you're just like, "Oh, I guess we need speaker cables." Nope. You know, sounds great.
Check under your seat.
No effect, right? Oprah, check under your seat. It's free.
Yeah.
You get a bean. Yeah. You get a bean. Everyone gets a bean.
Everybody.
Yeah. So just to give you guys an idea, I've been working on this for over a year. Made $0. $0. Oh, okay.
You're doing really good, man. Your return on investment.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
You should put an affiliate link on there.
I need to recoup some of my sleep at least.
Yeah.
I'm going to come out with the app and not do anything. I'm just going to sleep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
For $19.99, you get to do one. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going to find a price that's fair. You know, I'm looking at the competition or whatever else is out there. I think this can provide a better result. So if it can be a better result at the same, similar price, I think that's a fair price. Anyway, what else?
I mean, it's price people are already paying, so. There, $19.99, you get to do one speaker, so just make it count. Which one would you do? I'd go.
I consider that, but you know why that wouldn't work? Because then people would just do a bunch of calibrations
for
every speaker.
Yours, yeah, that's right. That's right. Where was it at? Oh, Keyscape price. Six G's.
Yeah, no, I want to sell a lot. You know, I want to make it as affordable as possible so that the most people can get it. You know,
mm-hmm.
What is the competition I have in mind? I don't know. I think
we already know who the competition is.
I don't know that it's competition because it does work with Odyssey. It works with Dirac. It works with these.
I don't think
automatic systems.
It's not like a automatic room correction. It's actually what it is a method of manually calibrating your system that has been automated to do it in 20 minutes as opposed to 6 hours. So it's really not competition. It's an alternative, I think.
I would say it goes on top of, let's say, Dirac, right? You run Dirac, and then at the very end, when it asks you for the target curve, it's going to recommend one. But this is when you'd use something like Magic Beans to put in the correct curve. So I wouldn't say alternative. Supplemental? I don't know. What do you call it?
Additional?
Yeah. It makes that better, right? So it doesn't do time alignment and all that stuff. It just does one specific thing, which is come up with the correct target curves. So if you're running Odyssey with MultiQX, you still need to figure out what the target curve is. Yeah. Those apps don't do it. So it's another thing. It's another thing, of course. So
go corporate, make it a subscription. Apps don't destruct after you finish one speaker. I hope you shake things up, Joe. I actually said that in my video. I said it's the disruptor, you know. And you know what?
That's the plan.
Since what's his name is here? The Reverend Jeremy's here. I know you're always talking about, you know, Netflix put all these 9.1.6 Atmos mixing studios together. I met one of the guys. His company was hired to do that, right? At this music studio I went to, and they put all these Atmos mixing things together. And I was talking about, you know, our audience and how they're not happy with most of the Atmos mixes, movies, and yada yada. And he said I said time, budgets. Those were the two main things. And he says, actually, there's also another factor. It's all these people doing the 7.1 mixes don't want to do anything else in Atmos. They are stuck in their ways, and they are essentially lazy. And they don't want to learn anything new, and they don't want to do anything that's going to cause them to have more work to get whatever the deliverable delivered. So there's another thing from someone in the, you know, who actually put these Atmos mixing rooms together for Netflix. Yeah. A bunch of lazy fucks out there.
Hey, we got a message from FOMO. He says, I think this is probably in reference to the BEQ, bass EQ. He says, I've spoken to mixers as well as home release mixers, and they do not remove any bass or cut it off. And that might be true, but keep in mind, like, when Chana and I make an Atmos mix, we have to adhere to the minus 18 LUFS. Is that right?
I don't do that shit. You know why? Because I'm not delivering to Apple.
Okay, but I'm saying, but if you were delivering, you'd have to adhere to this minus 18 LUFS standard, and you don't want to go over it because they're going to say, hey, go redo this. It's not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then when Netflix gets a hold of it, they're also going to do something to it.
Yes.
Right? So if you notice, like, their stuff is louder than what we might give a download to because they do some stuff afterwards. So maybe certain mixers don't do it. Maybe some do, and maybe Netflix and those companies are doing something to the mix.
Yeah. What's funny is I talked to an Atmos mastering engineer, and I was like, so what is your process? Like, what do you do once you get the ADM deliverable that's in the negative 18 LUFS? And he's like, oh, I open up the Dolby Atmos assembler app, which Joe and I already have. And he uses that EQ and that limiter, and then he just runs it through that. So like, depending on what platform you're in, they're all going to do something different. But at the end of the day, the tools are just the same tools that we have.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's FOMO. You're saying personal preference. I'm going based on this one particular instance where I did record what happened in the theater, you know, for this particular movie. So it's only one case, but it was a totally different experience when I heard the Disney Plus version. Like, really didn't have any of the bass. So
Mixer told me that most movie theaters cannot handle anything below 60 hertz. That's why many theaters have the shaky seats. Why?
We're both in SoCal. We have some pretty good theaters, though. There's some theaters that can... 60 hertz is weak. You know what I mean? Nah, the theaters I've been to, they can definitely go below 60 hertz. Come on. They got a bunch of, like, 18s in the front. Yeah.
Almost 10 years and so little improvement. Yeah. Yeah. 2014.
It's about time then. Dolby's going to need a new influx of cash.
Well, you know, one of the interesting, I was talking to that guy, Paul from Genelec, who's one of the, you know, tech guys there. And I was telling him like some of my approaches to mixing Atmos. And you know what he said? He's like, we got to get you on a panel. I'm like, yes. Yes, you should. You should. So, who knows? Maybe next year at NAMM, I'll be.
That's your dream, right? You want to be on a panel at
NAMM. Panel,
your dream come true.
Oh, all these fuckers! Like, yeah, you guys don't know what you're doing, bro.
Oh man.
I mean,
you can call Jay-Z and just go up there.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing me on this panel, but none of you guys know what you're talking about.
Like, you guys are mixing on these big speaker arrays, assuming everybody's going to listen to it on headphones. Like, there's a disconnect here. Why don't you mix it for a speaker array and say,
maybe you could talk about room nodes.
Oh yeah. Oh no, no nodes.
No nodes.
No nodes.
Nodules. FOMO said in the comment. What's room it? Nodules.
Nodules, yeah. This doesn't mean you shouldn't add bass to your personal preference because screw creators and 10, who knows what their agenda really is.
Do it.
FOMO, do you think...
That's Apple, my new shirt.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's fantastic. Measure with your ears. Aaron's audio corner. That's fantastic. Do it.
Please make that.
Make it.
I definitely should. I'll try to make it on the option on my page. Just be like, check out my new shirt. I need like a few different ones though, just straight trolling, man.
Yeah, and then
You know, measure with your ears and make the ears like all different shapes.
We do the
all different sizes.
Yeah.
And then what was the one Angela said? All guys are into measurements. We should do that shirt. We should every single day we're there, Aaron, we should rock a measurement shirt.
That's pretty good.
You don't measure. You don't know.
Yeah.
How big is it? Question mark. How big? Yeah.
That's good.
FOMO, you have one of these spatial audio, the Vision Pro. Can you bring it over? Bring it over. Chana will be over here soon.
So the thing is, everybody's talking about how this is going to replace the FOMO was just on a live stream with Brian talking about this. This is going to replace home theaters.
Oh, right? The Tongster?
Who?
Tong?
No, not right. Brian. Status yet. No, but Brian Tong and I are supposed to hang out like later this month when he's not busy. But so you can get what, like a 200-inch view in the thing. So you can, and then it's got spatial audio like speakers on the strap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Vision Pro is the future of all new immersive filmmaking format, never done before. I mean, it's definitely cool.
Bring it over, FOMO.
Yeah. What do you call it? Everybody's talking about 100-inch TVs taking away projectors in the home theater space. But even the TCL had some glasses that I put on and I got to play like video games, and it was like the equivalent to a 100-inch TV, but you're like so close, right? And I was just like, whoa. You know, I can only imagine what the Apple Vision Pro is. Pro's like. What happened?
Oh, Reverend Slim's on. Sorry.
Yes. Actually, if you've seen Aylin's video, that's exactly what he goes to about the Apple Vision Pro. Like, it's just going to be used for porn. Like,
hey. So we have the Meta Quest, right? I have the 2, and like you can still watch and you do all this stuff, but it's not going to be as good, right?
Yeah.
So from what I hear, everything is just better. The pass through, all that stuff is just better. But you can kind of get an idea. It's not like if you use the Vision Quest, like you're not looking at freaking, I don't know, CRT screen. Like, it still looks pretty decent, right? So you get an idea.
Yep.
I don't know that it's. Do you think people are gonna just wear those instead of like watching TV and having a theater? I don't know.
I mean, if they're you're really like into like being on the bleeding edge of tech. Have you seen Casey Neistat's video? He's just walking around like doing this. Like, you're so gonna like walking through the streets of New York and just
if it looked like normal glasses, I think like sunglasses. I think people might do it.
Yeah,
I would definitely do the whole computing thing. If it was just like the glass you could put on and like, you know, Brian on the airplane. Heck yeah.
Brian Tong's video is really cool. You know, he had a bunch of windows open, you know, messages, photos, and then he was working on something. And then he lifted up and he had the big basketball game up there, you know. And so like it's pretty cool. But one thing he did say is like it's like overstimulus. Like for like 2 hours, you're like in this thing. And, you know, is that kind of like too much for our, you know, our caveman brain to understand, you know, because like all this shit is happening, but like we're still these dumb animals.
Did you see how real his persona looked?
Oh, yeah, that was
his looked real. Marquez, his looked kind of weird, like it looked kind of cross-eyed or something.
Yeah, and then was Justine's looked kind of cool. We should ask Duke about that. Derek, I think Brian said once he was all done with it was $5,000. So yeah. You've seen videos of people wearing their Vision Pro while in their Tesla on autopilot.
Yes. Oh,
damn. I saw that. Damn, dude, just watching a movie while the car is driving. There you go.
Somebody had replied back to that. I saw it on Twitter. Somebody replied back and said that the Cybertruck doesn't have autopilot yet, so it had to be fake, right? Or to some degree fake. But yeah, I saw that too. It's kind of crazy. All right, this is the last one. I'm just sitting here playing and having too much fun.
Okay,
this is the last one. I promise.
We should duck out pretty soon too.
How about this one?
Okay, let's see.
I said that the other day. Do you even measure, bro? Let's do it.
Make them all.
We'll make them all on our website.
Just bring some extras in a large, okay? And I'll pocket. Solid colors are good. I like brighter colors. Dude, if it was like in red, you know, so everybody can see, you know, in a bright red.
I could probably do that.
Yeah, let's do
that. Too much.
What else we got? Any other questions before we go?
No,
I don't think so.
Nobody's got any questions. Oh, hey, that
because I got some pool coming over.
I was just gonna say,
I'm ready.
You got who coming over?
I got some freaking
pool coming over. Me, Angela. Is it okay? Oh. I Joe said I needed to get permission for my mom to stay the night. Angela, can I stay the night at your house, Angela?
We got to look at properties for our studio tomorrow at really early, and it's been raining a lot, so we don't, you know.
I don't want to get stuck
late, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly, tomorrow morning. And that's Joe, cool. By the way, she just sent, the secretary lady sent a confirmation thing about tomorrow.
Okay, good, yeah. Good stuff.
Yep, we got three spots to look at. I said yes already.
Say yes to all. Just say yes to all of them.
Yeah,
we want them all.
That's cool, man. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
Step, man.
And a lot of it, I will have to say, it's because of the folks out there who are supportive of us and things that we do, and the fact that many of you have purchased our toolkit. That definitely helps, not just from a monetary standpoint, but just like.
Just like
we're on the right path, right?
Right,
we're doing good things. People like it. They like what we're doing, so we should make more of it. So
yeah, exactly. We got you, our buddy, Chris Godby, Grammy award winning mix engineer, using our toolkit. Let me shill for a second.
Let me shill you.
You're shilling 10, get 10% off the Spatial Toolkit CD, baby. Specialcd.com.
And if you're interested, you could go to my channel, Shill and Tell.
Yeah. Oh, here. Let me go into Bitly real quick. I can't do that. It's not
okay.
On computer.
Shilling them softly.
Shilling them softly with this disc. Shilling them softly.
All right. I think we're done.
That's it.
We're done. Are we done?
I think we're hoping you have another one.
We have any other questions? Questions.
No. There's no more questions. No? You guys have any questions out in the chat there?
We knocked them out.
Aaron, I have some free speakers for you. Come to Omaha. There you go.
Omaha.
Rob wants the Van Halen tape.
Yeah. Did you guys see? I think I posted in the chat. I was in Hobby Lobby Saturday, and I don't know if you guys have a Hobby Lobby out in California, but they have like a canvas thing, you know, that you can hang up on the wall, and it's printed out. It's got like a bunch of cassette tapes on it. So it's pretty neat, you know, like, I don't know. It's neat. I bought mine a long time ago, but it's pretty cool.
Oh, Josh,
I bought it before you.
Yeah, I bet you did, jerk. Just like your Tesla electronics before me too, you jerk.
I bought it when I got it the same day I got the Zune player. Let's get out of here.
Design it in MS Paint. That's a deep level one. Also, I was going to let you guys know. My lawyer has drafted up the paperwork. Unfortunately, you know, even though y'all are my friends, I'm having to take you to court because I actually came up with the spatial audio disc first.
Oh,
yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah, I just
thought you'd like to know.
Oh, there's
it's all good. Things happen.
There's also another awesome thing that happened that we'll talk about later because I don't think we need to talk about it right now. But about the disc. That some cool shit happened while we were at NAMM. And once that deal is finalized, we talk about it because it's gonna ruffle some feathers and it's gonna fire some shots all over the place. That was perfect, damn it. That was perfectly timed.
You got me, dude.
Not like this. But Josh, hey, thank you so much for picking up the toolkit. You know, just trying to hang in there, you know.
You should have cried, bro. If you would have cried on there for sure, you would have sold more discs.
I'm not crying, dude. I mean,
Do it.
I'll do it.
I did
come up with something that really does. I already told Joe about this.
Put on the Up movie and record me.
Gosh, dude. Just the first record like, me. 10 minutes of that movie is terrible. I mean, it's good, but it will get you.
Yeah, I figured it out. I figured out how I'm doing. I'm okay. No, I'm fine and I'm not okay. That's there it is. There it is.
You're dealing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys.
The session is after this.
Head into the after show. So if you guys want to join the after show, go to crew.dailyhifi.com, become a member. I don't know what the after show is going to be if the regular show was like this today, but it's going to be awesome. If you want to pick up some merch and support the show here, go to shop.dailyhifi.com. And if you like to listen to podcasts instead of watch Aaron's floating head in front of Sam Goody, if you don't want to do that, go to anchor.fm/dailyhifi. And of course, it is great to have everybody hanging out here with us. We'll see you next time, or we'll see you
later.
See y'all.